As we've been reporting, the Morrison government has put welfare reform high on the parliamentary agenda. Among the priorities is drug testing for welfare recipients. But the Prime Minister is also flagging greater use of the cashless debit welfare cards. Those issues have brought an unlikely group of lobbyists to Canberra this week. A small team of welfare recipients is meeting politicians in the hope of changing the government's mind and securing an increase to the Newstart payment. Max Chalmers has this report.
The maximum Newstart allowance for a single person without children is $555 a fortnight. 46-year-old single mother Imogen Bunting is currently on the payment. She lives in Brisbane, but this week she's flown to Canberra with three other welfare recipients to try and convince the government to increase the rate. She says for at least 4 years, she's barely kept her head above water.
At the beginning of this year, I found myself on my own on Newstart, working part-time, unable to complete my double degree in law and criminology and criminal justice due to just not having the funds to really breathe or move past every paycheck.
When Imogen Bunting went on Newstart, she says she could no longer afford to rent the home she lived in for 16 years.
I have moved into a storage shed, essentially, for daytime activities. So I've got my wardrobes accessible, I've got food accessible, I've got a working space accessible, I've got a mobile phone which I hotspot, so I have internet on my computer. I sleep in my car. It's $97 for the shed every week. There's probably soon going to be another $10 cost on top of that, I think, for, would you believe, rubbish removal. I don't have access to council bins, and I've just seen a sign that said that to use their bins, I need to pay $10. I am using power, and they said they'd let me do that and they'd see how it goes. So they might ask me for some money for power.
Lobby group GetUp provided the funds for flights and accommodation for welfare recipients like Imogen Bunting to travel to Canberra. Meetings have been lined up with MPs from both sides of Parliament, including the offices of Employment Minister Michaela Cash and Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese. The trip has been primarily organised by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, which provides support to people who are out of work. Jeremy Poxon is their spokesperson.
None of us are used to doing this kind of lobbying trip. There hasn't been any kind of lobbying trip or summit made up of unemployed people in this country in recent political memory. And I don't think the politicians themselves will be used to this kind of lobbying meeting with people who don't really have the experience and don't really have, you know, big pockets.
There's been widespread support for an increase to the Newstart rate from charities, business groups, and even former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard. The group travelling to Canberra wants to see a major increase to the rate of Newstart, to the tune of $150 a week. That's twice the initial ask of groups like the Australian Council of Social Services, which wants an increase of at least $75 a week. Simon Cowan is Research Director at the pro-small government think tank, the Centre for Independent Studies.
The general public is not completely sold on the need to increase Newstart, and the politics of this means that the pressure on the coalition is coming mostly from activist groups and a lot more people on the left than there are their key supporter base. I think the government's certainly very conscious of increasing welfare spending as basically a black hole that their surplus could sink into at any moment. If they start increasing spending on social welfare, they're probably not willing to expend that political capital without more certain returns.
As the federal government looks at fresh changes to the welfare system, it's holding out against calls to increase the rate of Newstart. The coalition argues that most people on Newstart also receive other payments and support. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann made the case again over the weekend.
Newstart allowance is indexed twice a year, as it has been for the last 25 years under governments of both political persuasions. That is the indexation that is applied to Newstart allowance. Newstart allowance is not a replacement wage. It's not an ongoing salary. This is meant to be transitional income support.
In a statement, Minister for Families and Social Services Anne Rustin told RN Breakfast that more Australians are in work than ever before.
No one is saying it's easy to get by without a job, which is why the Morrison government is focused on job creation to help working-age Australians gain financial independence. Newstart is a taxpayer-funded allowance that provides a safety net for people while they look for a job.
Centre for Independent Studies researcher Simon Cowan agrees with much of that. As a fan of small government who still supports an increase to Newstart for long-term welfare recipients, he doesn't think advocates have made the right case to government.
Part of the issue that we're seeing with Newstart is a misunderstanding about how much Newstart costs, the extent to which Newstart is being rorted. These are real issues, but I think there's a perception in the public that these issues are bigger than they are. And explaining the facts about Newstart and welfare to people, not in a moralistic way, but in a factual and policy sense, is actually probably more important, and there's not enough of that being done.
As Newstart recipient Imogen Bunting gets her bearings around the corridors of Parliament, she admits to being a little nervous about the lobbying trip. She hopes the visit will see Newstart increased and help put those living on the payment at the heart of the debate.
You might call me delusional or idealistic. I'd probably agree, but that's my hope.
That's Brisbane resident Imogen Bunting, ending that report by Max Chalmers.